When he was still mayor-elect, Bill de Blasio said three things would define his administration. He wanted people who shared his progressive values, people who had the experience and expertise to do the job, and people who looked like New York. As Mayor de Blasio prepares to mark his first 100 days in office tomorrow, WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports the mayor's commitment to diversity has set a new tone at City Hall.
This was day one. Mayor de Blasio at the inauguration, arriving by subway, flanked by his family.
Please welcome the 109th mayor of the city of New York, Bill de Blasio, with his wife, Shalane McCrae, daughter, Kiara, and son, Dante.
The portrait of a modern, multiracial, multi-ethnic New York. When he spoke, he talked about his now familiar agenda, expanding paid sick leave, affordable housing, universal pre-kindergarten, and reforming stop and frisk.
Our common cause is to leave no New Yorker behind.
To do that, de Blasio set out to build a team that reflects the city itself.
That you and I believe in.
The transition has not moved quickly. There are still 13 acting commissioners, meaning positions that haven't been officially filled or where the new commissioner hasn't officially started. But so far, the administration is shaping up to be the most diverse since the last Democratic mayor, David Dinkins. Since then, the city has grown by 1 million people, with a population that's increasingly less white and more foreign-born. With an eye towards this new New York, the de Blasio administration brings together experienced hands with a new generation of professionals, some still adjusting to their role as insiders. The expectation is that they will draw on their diverse backgrounds when shaping policy and setting priorities.
Hi, how are you?
Meet Deputy Mayor Lilian Barrios-Paoli, who has worked in city government for 30 years. On her desk, there are two red plastic buttons.
Just press it.
Like the ones in a Staples commercial.
That was easy.
She also has one that says easy in Spanish, a Facil button. But as the person tapped to oversee services for the neediest New Yorkers, children, homeless, the aging, her job is anything but. She had senior roles for Mayors Koch, Giuliani, and Bloomberg. She notices how this administration is different.
Women, there are many more women in this administration than I had seen ever before. And I think women bring a different point of view.
Barrios-Paoli said policy conversations are different, too. Take the 30% rent cap for people living with HIV/AIDS. It was something the last administration had blocked. But earlier this year, Barrios-Paoli went to the new budget director.
And I said to him, I want to do this, but it costs X amount of money.
X amount is roughly $20 million from the city. It also needed state support.
The budget director, Dean Fulahan, looked at me and said, but that's a morally correct thing to do, so we're going to do it. You know, I had never had a conversation with a budget director that took those things into account.
The diversity in the administration also extends to how roles are defined. For Maya Wiley, who now serves as the mayor's lawyer, that means bringing the policy work she had been doing outside City Hall along with her.
I wouldn't have taken the job without it.
A civil rights attorney and former nonprofit executive, Wiley has been working to ensure every community has broadband internet access. So along with overseeing legal affairs at City Hall, she's working with city agencies.
We're also having conversations with the tech sector. We're having conversations with the library system. We're having conversations with our franchisees.
Wiley says she plans to use all her legal tools to solve problems that make the city a fairer place for everyone.
You say chrysalis like it's an easy word to say. That's a big word, isn't it?
Nothing to eat.
One of the biggest problems the de Blasio administration has set out to solve is creating more classrooms that sound like this one he recently visited in Ridgewood, Queens.
One more. What do you have to say?
Metamorphosis.
Wow.
Wow.
Metamorphosis. That's a really tough word to say. This is like the smartest pre-K class I ever met.
Expanding universal full-day pre-kindergarten to 54,000 four-year-olds by this September is the job of Deputy Mayor Richard Bury. A native New Yorker who grew up in poverty-stricken East New York and attended Stuyvesant High School, Bury says that was his first realization that there were two New Yorks.
There was a New York City of East New York, poor educational outcomes, poor expectations, and there was this whole other city. And I have to say that City Hall felt like a foreign place. And
the son of African-American and Panamanian parents, Bury went on to study at Harvard and Yale. In his pre-government life, he was a leader in the nonprofit sector, most recently as head of the Children's Aid Society. As a newly minted insider, with just over a month on the job, he's still settling in at City Hall.
Government is hard. Governing is hard. Running this fantastic, amazing, infuriating, complicated, challenging city is hard. Everyone should keep that in mind. It's not an excuse, but it is hard. And so
It's only 100 days in, and what the de Blasio administration can accomplish is still being determined. But for communities who have felt left behind for 20 years, the bar has been raised. Angelo Falcone of the National Institute for Latino Policy has been tracking the diversity of the administration, focusing on Latino appointments.
And you have a progressive administration like this one, it raises your expectations in terms of the kinds of things they're going to be addressing.
A recent Siena poll found that 29% of New Yorkers haven't heard enough about de Blasio to form an opinion. At the same time, just over half believe the city is generally going in the right direction. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.